racing back to the warning track, to the wall. Upper deck, goodbye baseball.
The Jerry DePoto Show.
A tape measure home run by Nelly Cruz.
Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
The Jerry DePoto Show is brought to you by Metropolitan Appliance and Monogram Appliances.
Streaming on every device on the 710 Seattle Sports app and 710sports.com.
It is Danny, Dave, and more, and we are joined for our weekly chat with Mariners General Manager Jerry DePoto. And Jerry, as always, we really appreciate you taking the time to stop by and talk with us.
Anytime, guys.
Well, there's been no shortage of runs during this series with Texas, and you guys have taken two or three with a chance to take the series and seeing some contributions from your new players. How do you feel about this, how this homestand is rolling out?
Obviously it's been a little bit uneven. We've had struggles and we've had successes, and hopefully we're able to find a little bit more consistency here for these last couple of weeks. And yesterday was a good day for us. I thought we had a great day. Miranda threw the ball very well. We swung the bats very well again, which has been a fairly consistent theme. And we need that pitching to line up the way it was earlier in the month and help us down the stretch here.
Hey, Jerry, I'm interested to hear what your reaction is when, you know, you bring in a guy like Adam Lind and he hits that grand slam. Are you jumping up and down and screaming or yelling, or are you pretty calm at the games?
Mostly pretty calm. You know, there have been more than a couple of occasions this year where good or bad, like everybody else, the fan in you takes over and you tend to pump your fist or give a quick yeah. And almost always in the walk-off moments, whether it's a walk-off win or a walk-off loss, you're either elated or dejected. That's the way those games tend to go. And oddly enough, Adam Lind has been at the epicenter of a lot of those. So, in last night's game, I thought it was really important for us, particularly how poorly we played the night before, to come out and to establish ourselves quickly, and maybe most importantly, to have Ariel Miranda throw up a zero in the first inning. And fortunately, he did, and our offense did what they've been doing, and the rest of the game. I don't want to ever say that he threw it in cruise control, but the rest of the game, I felt like we were in control rather than the night before when it was spinning wildly out of control.
It was, and you guys made a good attempt to climb back into the game and just couldn't quite get over the hump. James Paxton, with a bit of a tough start, he's probably been the player who's had one of the more unexpected seasons, at first in a hugely positive way, finding the extra velocity, and then, unfortunately, here with the fingernail recently, that becoming a bit of a setback. Where does he stand going forward for you guys? And I ask that wondering if what you've seen from him sort of changes what you expect or project from him in the future.
No, I think what we've seen from James is not too dissimilar from what we've seen in the past, which is real positive signs. I think a lot of you can watch James Paxton. It is electric. The physical stuff on any given day is as good as anybody you're going to see. And I think James this year has made improvements in areas that you'd not see on a scouting report or even on a stat sheet. He's shown a degree of aptitude and adaptability. We have seen an uptick in his velocity. I think his cutter has come a long way in terms of its usability. Unfortunately, here, for reasons that he can't control over the course of this last month, whether it be getting hit in the elbow with a line drive or more recently these last couple of starts with his fingernail, He's been vexed by small issues, small physical issues throughout his career. And you know, there's always been tremendous upside. I think this year we've seen extended versions of that. And you know, at some point, he's going to get out of the unlucky category, and we'll see him string together 30 starts and of what he's capable of. And I do believe that will happen in a Mariners uniform.
Hey, Jerry, obviously want to make the playoffs. That's the huge goal. But other than that, what are some strides, some steps that you'd like to see this team take before the end of the year?
I think we've made progress in so many areas, and others we haven't. Like I said, I think the answer to both of those questions might be that our pitching staff stabilizes and does the things that they were doing for the first 4.5 months of the year, when I thought they were largely consistent. It's not always been easy, like it never is in a 162-game season for any big league club. But you know, all year long, we were among the top three or four teams in the American League in terms of stopping runs. And here, over the course of the last 4 weeks or so, we've really struggled in that area. And our personnel hasn't changed in a negative way. We've only in some ways gotten better, particularly in September, just adding more bodies. But I think we've seen real high points and real low points, and we need to get back to the real consistent points. And I think last night is hopefully a push in that direction. We'll see what Taiwan brings today, and if we can get him on track. And we do feel some degree of relief every 5 days when we spin back around to Kuma and Felix. And hopefully we can just stay healthy these last 3 weeks and pitch well. The starting rotation as we come down the end game here is something that we're going to be looking to stabilize both for this year and next. And what you're looking at, our group, is largely the group we intend on moving forward with. These guys are here for a reason. We want them here. And, you know, for reasons sometimes out of our control, whether injury or inconsistency, we've had a tough time putting together long strings with the starting pitching, and now is our time.
Jerry DePoto is with us here on the Venue Kings hotline. And, Jerry, you mentioned that desire to stabilize the pitching. Have injuries been the primary reason for the instability at times this year?
Well, you know, Kuma's the only one who's made it through so far unscathed, knock on wood, but... you know, Felix, I think that's the only logical explanation. You know, Felix has been largely excellent since he came back from the disabled list, and obviously his last two starts haven't been his best. But what he had given us up to that point was very similar to anything we could have hoped for. Kuma has been pretty steady through the course of the year, and you know, it has been great for us in terms of his ability to deliver consistent innings. You know, even he's taken a couple of dings over the course of this last month. And then the general, I guess, unpredictability dating back to, you know, players who are no longer here, pitchers who are no longer here, and then some of those are on the roster. You know, we've had to deal with injuries to Nate Karns, who's knocked them out for roughly half a season. Felix missed, you know, well over a month. We've had to deal now with two smaller issues that have stopped James Paxton from making, you know, at least five starts, and we hope that's the extent of it. And you know, a really up and down season in terms of both physical readiness and performance consistency with Taiwan. So it's a, you know, we've been a little bit all over the map. A lot of different guys have played for us, and I think I said to you when I was on last week, that phenomenally in the month of August, we used 8 different starting pitchers, 15 different relievers, and made 73 transactions. And largely most of those were with the pitching staff, just trying to get through the month due to injuries and just really crazy games, weird outcomes. And as Scott has said on many occasions, and I agree with him, we've been nothing if not entertaining to watch.
Well, Jerry, you're having a lot of success in the minor leagues. And I think, was it Austin Wilson that was Player of the Week, PCL Player of the Week or something recently? And who are some names of some guys down in the minors that maybe Mariner fans haven't heard about that are lighting it up and that you're happy with?
Well, I mean, the fact that we've had as much success in the minor leagues this year as we have is phenomenal. And, hey, all 7 of our minor league affiliates made it to the postseason. Our Arizona Rookie League club has already won the championship in their league. Last night was game 1 of the playoff series for the full seasons, and our teams went 3-1. So Jackson, Tacoma, and Clinton are all up 1-0 in their series, and Bakersfield's down 1. And we've really been well-balanced across the board with some sneaky good performances. Last night, Andrew Moore, former Oregon Stater, who's pitching for our Jackson club and has had an excellent year. Andrew Moore threw a one-hit, 9-inning run. Yeah, you know, he came one pitch away from being perfect for 9 innings, and it took a Tyler O'Neill 3-run homer to win it in the 10th, 3-0. But that's playoff baseball. We had 12 end-of-season All-Stars in our different leagues, and 3 different MVPs in the organization, which I think is terrific. Most recently, Eric Folia, who was 20th round draft pick this year that a lot of people probably have never heard of, from UCLA, really well-rounded, won the Northwest League batting title and deservingly won the MVP. Tyler O'Neill won the MVP in the Southern League. Ryan Yarbrough was the pitcher of the year. We have a really good season developmentally, and it continues. Nick Neidert yesterday was terrific in game 1 of the playoffs for Clinton. We saw it from Andrew Moore. And our guys in Tacoma just continue to fight in spite of the fact that we have really just ravaged their roster over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And I think Pat Listach and his staff have done a great job of keeping that team going.
He is Jerry DePoto. Jerry, we're always grateful for your time. And, well, we've a lot of teams to keep track of here in the playoffs with all those minor league affiliates. We look forward to catching up with you next week.
As do I, guys. Thank you.